Understand? What is the purpose of my survival? Why survive? What is the goal of my life? What is the purpose of the real achieved human birth? Do you understand? What is the supreme attainment, love? That's the inquiry. Jivasya, tattva jigyasa, anartha tasya karmani. This is inquiry about tattva. Do you understand? All your activities should center around this tattva jigyasa. Understand? All your activities center around this tattva jigyasa. Understand? When Sri Sanatana Goswami met Sriman Mahaprabhu. Sanatana Goswami met Sriman Mahaprabhu, Mahajana. She is Mahajana, do you understand? Mahajana Jena Gata Sapantha. Mahajana have showed us the path. They have showed us the path. So we just follow their footprints, nothing else. What do you inquire from Mahaprabhu? Who am I? What is my real identification? Why have I been afflicted with three tapas? Sadhyatmika, adhidaivika, adhibhautika. What shall I do? As a result, I will get all auspiciousness. What is the goal of my life or what is the purpose of my life? And what shall I do to achieve that purpose, to attain that goal? That's my duty. What I want to get? What do you want to get? What do I want to get? What's my necessity? What is the necessity? You understand? Understand? These are the inquiries. These are all inquiries. Tattva jigyasa. Understand? Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Upadekhyanti te jnanam jnanena tattva darsinaha. Isn't it? Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Upadekhyanti te jnanam jnanena tattva darsinaha. Who can answer my questions, all these questions? Who knows correct answer, perfect answer?
And they can
see the truth? Yes. You understand? Jnanina tattva-darshina. He is the seer of the truth. Understand? What is truth?
Krishna is the truth.
Adya jnana tattva braji brajindra kumar. Adya jnana tattva braji brajindra kumar. Absolute truth is Brajendra Kumar, son of Nanda Maharaj in Brajbhumi. You understand? He is absolute truth. And who is seer of him? Understand? Who is seer? Seer of the truth and knower of the truth. That person only can answer my these questions perfectly. Otherwise, nobody can answer these questions. They one should meet such a person, guru. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Upadekhyanti te jnanam jnanina tattva darsinaha. One should meet such a guru. Who is the seer of the truth, of the absolute truth? Nanda Nandan Krishna, son of Nanda Maharaj. Where is he available? Where is he available? What is that? Do you know him? You don't know him. So how can we get him? How can we get him? We don't know him. We have no knowledge about it. Huh? Isn't it? Have you knowledge about it? We have no knowledge about it. We don't know it. Huh? Conditioned soul. Four defects we have. Brahma, Pramad, Vipulissa, Kanapato. Huh? Kanapato means defective senses. Huh? If you want to see, oh, I'll see with my eyes that I can accept, then you'll be cheated. Understand me? What you see, that's not correct. Your defective senses. As you say, sitting in a fast-moving train, look at the tree standing beside there. What do you see?
It's like the trees are running backward.
Trees are very simple running backward. So is it correct? And you are sitting still, you are not running. You see this thing. So is it correct? You are running, the trees are standing, but you see the different thing. So how do you think that I will see? You have defective senses. How can you see? How can we understand? How can you recognize?
Krishna will send
him
to us.
Krishna will send him to us. Oh, Krishna will send. Yeah, that's a fact. I don't know. You pray to Krishna. Krishna knows. You follow? Krishna knows. I don't know. Oh, Krishna, I am your servant, isn't it? You are my eternal master. I want to serve you. How can I serve you? Where you are, where am I? I am rotting in this, whirlpool of Maya here, material world. Isn't it? And where you are? You are where? I am where? How can I serve you? Quite impossible on my part to serve you. Isn't it? Who is there to help me to take to you? Then I'll serve you. That guru, isn't it? Your dear devotee. Your devotee. You know him, I don't know him. You know, who is dear to you, who is your devotee, isn't it? Who is your own man, you know, I don't know. So, please help me. Please help me. I need such your own man, your dear devotee. Then, if I get him, so, if I surrender unto him, if I render service to him, if he will be pleased, then he will take me. You introduce me with you. Isn't it? He will introduce me with you. Isn't it? Otherwise, how can I be introduced with you? You follow? So, this is the only process. Completely depend on Krishna. Krishna Karunamaya. Krishna is very merciful. Krishna is very merciful. Krishna is Supreme Father. We are children. We have forgotten him. We are put here. We have been put here in this dreadful ocean of materialistic existence. But Krishna, all these things of us. How? Our children will come to me. You understand? So he's always very merciful. So if you cry before him, cry. You have to cry. Understand? Cry before him. Krishna, please help me. Please send your own men. One of your own men. You understand? Very dear. Who will help me to take you, take me to you. Understand me? That is the arrangement Krishna will make. Understand? What is Krishna's arrangement, that is perfect arrangement. If you make your own arrangement, then defective arrangement. Completely depend on the mercy of Krishna. And should cry for it in your heart. Not that you will sleep very deep, sound sleep, snoring. Yes, Krishna will send me. Krishna will send. No, Baba. You should feel restless. How can I get? How can when I get the mercy of Krishna that I'll get miss his dear devotee, Guru? Understand? You should be always feeling restless and crying in your heart. A fire will catch on your head. Can you sit still?
No.
Your head is cut up with fire. So, can you sit still? Run! Where is water? Where is water? You can sit still. Similarly. Similarly, that condition. Similar condition. Oh Krishna, oh Krishna, oh, please, please, shower your mercy on me. Send your dear devotee to me. I am burning here in a frying pan. Material world, samsara dhavanalo, isn't it? Blazing fire, forest fire. I am inside this samsara material world, that is a fire and a forest, bhavatami. Fifth canto, Jadabharata said to Raja Rahuvana, this is a forest, this material world. You are inside the forest, you cannot find out where is the way. This way, that way, that way. So many jungles. Trees, thorns, pebbles, lions, ferocious animals, mountains, so many trees. And builder, where? Sometimes fire generates there, by the friction of two pieces of wood, then there's big fire. Oh, all are burning. I am burning now. First fire. The fire has cut off your head. How can you sit still? All right. No. Where is water? You just run. Similarly, you have to run, you have to cry. And then Krishna can understand, yes, now he is crying for me. Krishna will make arrangement. Brahmanda Brahmite Kon, Bhagyavanam Jiva, Guru Krishna, Krupate Bhai, Bhakti Rasavija. Undergoing many, many lakhs of Brahmandas, Bhagyavan. Bhagyavan, this word is very significant. Bhagyavan. Fortunate Jiva. By the mercy of Krishna, gets Guru, then by the mercy of Guru, gets Krishna. Guru Krishna Krupa. Mercy of Krishna, mercy of Guru, Bija. Seat of bhakti creeper will be available. So, according to Bhagya, Guru is available, isn't it? One was good fortune, bad fortune. Saubhagya, durbhagya. One was good fortune, he gets Krishna's mercy and gets Guru sent by Krishna. Understand? One was bad fortune. How can he get? And Krishna knows everything. Krishna is all-knowing person, isn't it? Krishna is all-knowing person, isn't it? Sarvajna, all-knowing. And he knows different persons are different taste. Temperament is not equal, isn't it? Your taste is not same with his, and same with his. It's different, all different, individual differ. Isn't it? They differ. Krishna knows all these things. He is all knowing. Different persons have different taste, different mentality. So, accordingly, that arrangement is made. Yes. Accordingly, arrangement is made. Understand? Yes. What type of guru he needs, Allah is sending him that type of guru. What a guru he needs, send him that type of guru. Do follow? Different type of guru. Adhikavi needs. Oh, I want this one lady to marry.
That test, yes.
Mentality, yes. And Krishna knows all these things, yes. Krishna knows all these things, huh? Isn't it? Accordingly, arrangement will be made, Baba. Accordingly, huh? That type of guru will be available. We'll make all these nice, yes, this nice lady, all right, marry that gurus. That's not business of Guru Baba. They are Maya's business. Maya's business. Huh? The Krishna is all at Maya. You send a guru to him. You send a guru to him, Adikavi. So he needs that thing. Huh? Understand? So, but those who are simple, simplicity is Vaishnavism, sort of time Vaishnava. They have no other desire in their heart. No, Krishna, I want to serve you only. I don't want anything. Niskapata sevaka. To serve Krishna without duplicity. Follow me. Serve Krishna without duplicity. Niskapata. Krishna, I don't want anything from you. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim kavitamba, jagadisha kamaye, mama janmani janmanishwari, bhavatad bhakti rahetvidvai. Oh Krishna, I don't want material wealth from you. I don't want material followers, jana from you. Na sundarim kavitamba, I don't want beautiful lady from you, woman from you. Do you understand? I don't want liberation from you. Janmani janmanishwari, bhavatad bhakti rahetvidvai. Life after life, I only serve you, render loving service unto you and give you all pleasure and happiness. I don't want anything from you. He is niskapata sevaka. He is a servant without duplicity. He is Bhagyavan. He is Bhagyavan. Do you understand? He is Bhagyavan. He is fortunate soul. Do you understand? And he is completely dependent on Supreme Lord Krishna. Complete dependent. He is simple hearted, he is without duplicity, he doesn't want anything from Lord Krishna, only wants to give all pleasure and happiness to Krishna. Nothing for him. Do you understand? Krishna becomes very much pleased with him. He is the really fortunate soul. Do you understand? Bhagyavan jiva. Then Krishna, he gets the mercy of Krishna. Krishna becomes pleased. And Krishna himself appears as Guru before him. Understand? Nāyamātmā pravacana labhya, no medhaya, no bahuna asrutiyena. Jamavesa bhunuti, tena labhya, stasisātmā, vibhunuti, tamaswāma. Kattavani sat says this thing. Nāyamātmā pravacana labhya, no medhaya, no bahuna asrutiyena. How can you understand this? Paramātma tattva. Ātma tattva, paramātma tattva. No medhayāna huna sutena. You cannot understand this ātma tattva or paramātma tattva by dint of your material scholarship, learning, merit, intelligence. Do you understand? No medhayāna huna sutena. And you cannot understand this by hearing from many, many so-called orators. Karmis, jnanis, yogis, pandits. No. You understand? Yes. Very nice. And very sweet to hear. Very sweet to hear. Karna Rosayana. It's very sweet. Speaks very sweet things. Yes. It's very sweet to hear. So many persons are like that. Yes, do you follow? No me dhyana bhunas, javvesa nunti, tena labhyas, tasi sātmā vibhunti tanusāṁ. But as I say, is a niskopata sevaka, he has no duplicity in him, he is very simple-hearted person. Only he wants to serve Krishna. Nothing else for him. He never asks anything from Krishna for him. So then, how can I understand you, Krishna? How can I get you, Krishna? How can I serve you, Krishna? Do you understand? Only desire, nothing else. And Krishna One who is there in your heart, Paramatma. Huh? Krishna is there in the heart. That's Paramatma. He understands. So he is crying for me. And then he appears as Guru, assuming a body. Tanu, Tanu means body. Vibhunate Tanu Swam. You understand? He is Bhagyavan Jiva. Fortunate Jiva. Krishna himself appears as Guru before him, assuming a body. Do you follow? Huh? But those who are not simple-hearted, those who have crookedness, those who have some other desires, understand? Other desires, Krishna knows them. Oh, he has some other desire. Adikavi has some other desire. Bhakta Kaspar has some other desire. Yes, Krishna knows all these things very well. Do you understand? Then Krishna says, Maya, you send one guru. You send one guru to Kaspar, to this Adikavi. They are not simple-hearted, they are very crooked-hearted. They have other desire. You understand? So Maya makes arrangement. Understand? Instead of getting a real teacher, you'll get a cheater. Understand me? Instead of getting a real teacher, you get a cheater. Teacher, cheater. Understand?
They sound alike.
Yes, alike, alike. Yes. Oh, Bhagavat Maya, Bhagavat Maya, sense guru. But those are pure, without duplicity, simple-hearted, they have no other desire, they're crying in their heart, how to get Krishna, how to understand him, how to serve him. Krishna himself appears before them as Guru. You understand? This is how you can get Guru. Understand? So, how can you get strength? Not physical strength, mental strength, spiritual strength. Do you understand? How can you get it? Ishwardas, how can you get it? Ishwardas jumping like monkeys from one branch to another branch.
I think what is the guidance to come and hear me if I came back to...
No more jumping?
No. I jump from San Francisco to here. Very big leap. Very big leap.
Very big leap.
Many miles around.
Like Hanuman.
So that's why I jump back.
How can you get strength? Spiritual strength, not physical or mental strength. I'm not speaking of that. Yes?
By combined mercy of Guru and Krishna, you get spiritual strength.
Combined mercy of Guru and Krishna? Mercy.
By crying
in the heart. That's
surrender.
If you serve, do you understand, Guru, with love, do you understand, and affection, love and affection, serve Guru, understand, immense strength you will get. Immense strength. Guru Seva, Nam Seva. Service to Guru and service to Holy Name, if you can do, you get immense strength. Understand, Ishwara? Yes. To whom does Krishna listen?
To his
One says, "Oh Krishna, I don't want anything from you." Then na dhanam na janam na sundaringa vidam. Do you understand? I don't want anything for me, for my pleasure, happiness, anything from you. Do you understand? What is your will? I am completely dependent on your will. What is your will? What do you want from me? Do you understand? Do you understand? I am completely dependent on your will. What is your will? If it is very, very difficult on my part to fulfill that will, do you understand me? Your will. Very, very difficult on my part. Still, I want that. And that is my happiness, to fulfill your will. Do you understand? Krishna listens to him. Krishna listens to him. Listens to his prayers. Krishna is all auspicious. There is nothing inauspicious in his arrangements. Nothing inauspicious in his arrangements. But we cannot understand him. We are in bodily platform. We always want bodily comforts, enjoyment. What will be for our body? Very nice. Comfortable. Enjoying. That we want. Anything. Uncomfortable body. Oh! We don't want it. Understand? The Krishna will never listen to you. When pure open heart says, "Oh Krishna, I don't want anything from you. Deha sukha. Nahi magi deha sukha vidya dhano jano." One song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings like that. Prahutama padajugi inibedana. Nahi magi deha sukha vidya dhano jano. Oh Lord, this is my prayer at your lotus feet. I don't want deha sukha. I don't ask you for my bodily comfort, happiness, enjoyment. I don't ask for it. Deha sukha vidya dhano jano. I don't want ask you for material education and material wealth and jano follows. The same prayer Mahaprabhu gave us. Na dhano na jano. Namagi, what is that? Prabhu tava padajuge ehi nibedana. Nahi magi deha sukha vidya dhano. Nahi magi swarga ar mokkhya nahi magi. I don't ask you for heavenly enjoyment. Swarga sukha. There is abundance of enjoyment there in heavenly planet. Demigods are having it. I don't want it. I am not asking for that. Mukhya, I also don't want to. Liberation, I am not asking for that. You follow? Nahi magi deha sukha vidya dhano jano. Mukhya nahi magi. Swarga nahi magi. You follow? I don't want all these things. Nija karma guna dose je je janma pai. Janame janame janatava nam guna gai. I don't want that you destroy my karma phala. I don't want. I am not asking for that also. I have karmic reaction. I am not asking for that. Please destroy my karma for karmic reaction. I am not asking for that. According to my guna and karma, what I deserve to take birth, isn't it? If according to my karma I deserve to take birth as a worm, keto. Yes, let me have it, do you understand? But in that bath I want to serve you. Yes, understand me? That bath also I want to serve you. Janame janame janatava naam guna gai. Whatever bath I deserve according to my guna, karma, let me have it. But in that bath I want to serve you. I want to sing your holy name. I want to serve you. You follow? This is what? Krishna listens to him. His prayer. Krishna listens to his prayer. Otherwise Krishna will not listen. Krishna, give me a good wife, good wife. Good wife, good wife. Krishna, give me this, give me this, give me this. Krishna, give me this, jumping from one branch to another branch, strength for Iswaradas. Well, not listen to him. Krishna listens to such a person. Yes. Understand? Yes. What a, how can one understand Supreme Lord? Yisradas, below. How can one understand the Supreme Lord?
Bhakti.
Devotional
service.
You know what is devotional service?
Well, appearance is not what is devotional service.
Then?
By studying on the
you have to hear Sravanam. You have to hear Bhagavad Katha, Bhagavan Katha, with unflinching faith, strong faith, from the lips of Sadguru, Sri Guru. Understand? Yes. Understand? You have to hear. You have to hear Bhagavan Katha, Bhagavad Katha, from the lips of Sri Guru with firm faith, unflinching faith. Surrendering completely at the lotus feet of Guru, you have to hear. No other way is there. No other way. You can understand Krishna. Understand Iswaradas. You don't know how to serve Krishna. Do you know how to serve Krishna?
No, I don't know.
So,
Does that mean the embodiment of someone in the presence?
What's that?
He's saying you have to be physically,
physically
present.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
It's person, it's not impersonal.
You can't just say, well, I'm reading books and these books.
Book says, accept Guru.
Mm.
Book says, also says that. Then,
yes.
So. Dhanasastra say so? Yes. You have to accept to go there. Pranipada Pariprasana Seva. Surrender. Serve. Inquire. From whom? From the book.
And if a guru leaves the planet before you attain brain, what is it to do?
Arey, Baba, Guru makes all these arrangements. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Guru makes all arrangements. These arrangements are perfect arrangement. Follow? Yes. Who has taken responsibility? He has accepted you as a disciple, not rejected. He has responsibility. Guru's responsibility, Guru means heavy. Heavy, not light, not laghu. Guru means heavy, not light. His opposite is laghu. Heavy responsibility. Guru's responsibility is heavy responsibility. Very heavy responsibility. Do you follow? Accepted the responsibility. He accepted the responsibility. Heavy responsibility. How to take you out from the port of Maya. Durga Devi's Durga. Hello? You are imprisoned in the port of Durga Devi. Maya. Durga Devi. Understand? Port. And Guru has accepted that responsibility. Yes, I accept this responsibility. Take him out from the fort of Durga Devi. It's a very heavy responsibility. Not easy thing, Baba. Yes. He was taken up heavy. He knows his responsibility. He was taken up responsibility. It's up to him. Don't worry about it. You just serve Guru. You just completely surrender. Completely surrender. Yes. And firm faith. You should have firm faith, all of his faith in Guru. and completely surrender and listen what he says and follow it as it is. Don't twist. Don't add any of your deliberation to it. Don't concoct anything. Then everything is assured. Yes?
Yeah, like for instance, Prabhupada mentioned about 10,000 disciples, about 95% of them going with each other. So then the Prabhupada will, what's going to be the situation of some people?
What says?
The Prabhupada initiated 10,000, about 10,000 disciples, and maybe 95% have gone now. So what will be their destination?
Why they are gone?
No faith.
Yes, they have no faith.
No, not serving.
Yes.
No deliberation they added, so they're gone.
So? What I say?
So is Prabhupada still responsible for them? Or is
no... Why? If you have no faith in Guru, why are you responsible for him? You have no faith in Guru. And they are not surrendered at all, Baba. They are great pretenders. They are pretenders. They pretend that we are surrendered. But they are not surrenders. Otherwise, why they will go?
So, excuse me, so does that mean that unless you actually, even though you may get initiation, unless you actually surrender, the Guru will not take responsibility for you unless you actually surrender?
No. Why? You will not surrender. You have no faith in Guru. Huh?
Not under formality.
Only by formality. Yes. You have no faith. You are not really surrendered. Huh? You have only pretended that I am surrendered. Huh? Do you follow? And Krishna knows everything, the Guru knows everything. He knows everything. Accordingly, as you sow, so you will reap. That is saying. As you sow, so you will reap. Understand? Yes?
So if Prabhupada knew that this would happen, why did he initiate that?
Huh? Arey Baba, he wants that thing, all right, take it. I want this thing, my father, I want this thing. That's a fire. No, I want, all right, take it. Huh? Understand what I answer? So? Huh? Father says, hey, that is fire, don't touch it. But child, crying, oh, no, I want, all right, take it, child. What to do?
Get burned.
Let him be burned, then he'll be taught. Yes, he's burned now. Then he'll cry for help now. Understand? Bhakta Mark, yes. I said fast. Follow me? Yes. So, this is needed. Now completely surrender. Not partial, not conditional, not artificial surrender, Baba. Lotus feet of Guru. And hear from him, Bhagavad Katha, with firm faith, unflinching faith. Then you will understand Bhagavan. Otherwise, no. What is the most severe namaparath? Disobeying the order of spiritual master. Who disobeys? Who commits that aparath?
The one who has no faith?
Yes. One who... Do you understand? Of this idea, this conception, this thought, oh, Krishna says, Acharyam Mangvijaniyam Nagaman Nishkarichich. Huh? What is that?
I
should know
the Acharya
to
be none different from myself, Krishna
said. Ajajam mambijanam, namanit karichi, namartya buddhyasuyata, sarva deva maya guru. Understand? Who is guru? Acharya, he is as good as myself, Krishna says. Mambijanam. Don't think him as an ordinary mortal being. Don't namartya buddhyasuyata. Do you follow? Don't think him as an ordinary mortal being. He is as good as me. Acharya mambijanyam namanyatam parichin namartya buddhyasuyata Sarvadeva Maya Guru. All demigods manifest in his person. This is Guru, Krishna says. But one thinks, how is it? He is not a mortal being. Buddha's Krishna. I cannot see this thing. Yes. He feels hungry. Yes. He eats as I eat. He feels tired as I feel. He passes stool and urine as I do. Sometimes he falls sick as I do. How is it? Namaste Buddha Sweta. He's not a mortal being. I cannot see it. I cannot accept it. And things like that. Most severe Namaparaha. He disobeys Guru's order. Understand? Yes. That he has asked him. Prabhupada innocent thousands of people. They are gone. Why? They committed this aparat. This aparat. They don't follow Prabhupada's order. They are not understood Prabhupada. Not understood at all. You follow? They don't follow. Prabhupada said, chant 16 nouns pure name. Don't commit offense. How are they doing? Follow regulated principles very strictly. How are they doing? They are all breaking all regulated principles, not chanting 16 nouns. Then? So? How will it be? Because they are not accepted. They are not surrendered. His guru is not accepted. Guru are like that. He's not like me, like us. So we may break it. So. Bhishma Namapra. They think Guru is a mortal being, like us. Like us. If you develop material world, so dangerous situation. Pade pade vipadam. Every step there is danger. So many material desires we have, unlimited. They are dragging us, pulling us, putting us in the dreadful ocean of material existence. We have been drowning. Dangerous situation. We have been put in very, very precarious, dangerous situation. Who is there to save us, to protect us from this dangerous situation? Guru Pada Padvam, lotus feet of Guru. Do you understand? Nobody can save you. Nobody can save us from this precarious, dangerous situation. If you think that Guru is an ordinary human being, then you commit the most severe aparath, namaparath. Understand? Yes. Then you cannot have faith in his words. You can surrender under him. He cannot surrender. He'll be a pretender. Understand? That is the reason. Understand? Isoda, that is the reason. Nothing else. What is sannyas? What is that?
Only desiring for Krishna. Only Krishna's desire.
Use his body, mind,
and speech. Constantly, to be constantly engaged in bhajan. That is sannyas. Understand? To be constantly engaged in hari bhajan is sannyas. Understand? Day and night, 24 hours engaged in hari bhajan is sannyas. Understand? Yes. That is sannyas. Those who are devotees, They are sannyas. Is for bhukti and mukti. Understand? Material enjoyment and material liberation. Their sannyas is for that. Bhukti and mukti. No material desire, no material enjoyment, no material liberation. Don't want. Bhavatar bhakti rahi tuki tuhi. Life after life. Only rahi tuki bhakti. Another devotion I want. Nothing else. That is sannyas. Jibala. That is sannyas. They get the mercy of Bhakti Devi. They get the mercy of Bhakti Devi. Understand? Yes. What's that up? This vichar. How do you say in English, vichar?
Consideration.
What sort of consideration shall we accept? Then everything will be auspicious for us. What Guru says? What Guru says? Guru says whatever you see and find here, these are all permanently for Krishna's enjoyment. Isn't it? Whatever you see and find here, these are all permanently for Krishna's enjoyment. Not for yours. One who accepts this consideration, he gets all auspiciousness. He utilizes everything in Krishna's service. Do you understand? There will be no suffering for him. He has no independence at all. Once you surrender completely, your independence is gone. If you retain your independence, you are not surrender. You are pretender. Understand? Minute independence has been granted to you for this purpose, to surrender. That is the proper use of independence. You follow? But once you surrender completely, independence is gone. You have no independence. Now you are in the hand of Guru. Do you understand? As it has no independence, in the hand of Rasikananda. This. Understand me? As he wants to use it, has it independence? Similarly, mind independence has been granted to you for surrender to Guru and Gauranga. That is the proper use of surrender. If you want, then you abuse. You abuse. Do you understand? So once you complete surrender, no more independence. Don't retain your independence. If you retain, then you are not surrender. You are just pretender. Only pretending. How can you get? Follow me. So one who does so, no more, he never retains his independence, completely surrenders, and gives up all his crookedness, duplicity, with simple heart, simple mind, serves Guru and Gauranga, engages himself in Hari Bhajan, is guaranteed that in this life you will get Krishna. Guaranteed. Yes. Understand? Yes. Yes. But how many are doing? All are pretenders. All are pretenders. Guru knows it. All are pretenders. They are retaining their own independence. Yes, retaining their independence. Yes. Understand? Retaining their independence. They do as they like. They don't listen to Gurus. Only says, yes, 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 Guru Maharaj, yes, 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 I understand, I understand. Ah, all right, all right. I'll do. But I am in a dangerous situation. So problem is there, monetary difficulties there, that difficulty there, family difficulty there. So many, I am trying to solve this, then I'll do. So, isn't it going on? Adikavi, I am in monetary difficulty. I am trying to solve it. Yes, yes, this and that. So many things. Isn't it? Practical, this is practical. Yes, so how can you get, Baba? Guru Radhas Nirbicharu Rigrahaniya. But Guru orders, immediately do it. Don't add any of your deliberation to it. We cite this example. Lord Ram and Lord Parshuram's example. Then Lord, Bhagavan, not ordinary human beings. He declared everything, Lord Ram would be king. Just tomorrow morning. But within the night everything changed completely. When the day dawned, order came out, Lord Ram will go to forest for 14 years. Order came out instead of sitting on the throne. Without any deliberation, Lord Ram accepted, yes. Accepted it. Why shall I go to forest? This is my right, birthright, I sit in Dhanasasa. Immediately accepted order, yes, I'll go. And immediately started. Understand? Didn't deliver it. Had any deliberation to it. Immediately executed, immediately. Parshuram. Bharat came, Bharat would be king. Order came, Bharat would be king. Ram will go to forest. Immediately he accepted. Ram went out. Immediately went out. Bharat came. Bharat how? Bharat said, no, how it is? He understood this is the conspiracy of his mother Kaikeyi. He understood it. This conspiracy, politics of his mother Kaikeyi. He got angry with his mother. But I, dear brother, no. Ajodhya belongs to Ram. Ram is the king. Only he can sit on the throne. I am his servant. Ram's servant. I am Ram's servant. How can I sit? The seat of my master? Cannot be. Cannot be. Hello? He understood everything. This is the politics of his mother. Conspiracy. So he went to Ram, staying nearby forest, to bring him back. But Ram didn't return. Ram didn't return. What he said, Bharat? What is Gurujana's order? Just follow it as it is. Don't add any of your deliberation to it. That is good for you, good for me. Good for you and good for me. For 14 years I must live in forest. I am banished. Guru's order. However difficult it may be, I must carry it out. And for 14 years you have to rule. You have to rule. Yes. That's Guru's order. Don't add any of her deliberation to it. That's good for you and good for me. Understand? Just follow as it is. Then nothing to say. Bharata said, all right. I am your servant. I am your servant. Ajodhya belongs to you. And you only you can sit on the throne. I cannot. All right. I have to rule. All right. I'll rule. I carry out that order. But not sit on the throne. I'll rule as your servant. Yes. You are my lord and master, and you order me. Yes, rule. So I'll rule. Huh? As your servant. But I cannot sit on the throne. For 14 years I'll rule on behalf of you as your servant. So he took his Ram's wooden sandal, put on his head, Bharat, came and put the wooden sandal on the throne and declared, Ram is king. Ram is king. He put his sandal on the throne. He didn't sit. I am ruling in the absence of Ram for 14 years as his representative or servant. Nepal as his servant. I am carrying out the order. Well, this is process. Jamadagni, father and Gurudam, Parshuram. Nepal. Order. He has many sons, Jamadagni. Order. All his sons. Cut off the head of your mother Renuka. Everybody denied but Parshuram. How is it to cut off the head of her mother? Kill mother? Matruhatya? They deliberated. But Parshuram. All denied but Parshuram. Parshuram immediately chopped off the head. Mother with his axe. Parshuram. Understand? He didn't deliberate. This is how to execute the order of the Guru. Follow me. Adikavi. Understand? Yeah. Oh, difficulty is there, problem is there now. This difficulty, this problem, I am in this condition. Oh. So, problem is everywhere. Every moment here, problem material world, Baba. Isn't it? Just beset with problem. Yes. How can you say no problem? Beset with problem. This material platform is such platform, nasty platform. Very nasty platform. Not at all fit place for any gentleman to live here. In the words of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, Prabhupada Maharaj. Understand? All these material problems are there. Body gives problem. Situation gives problem, environment gives problem, so-called bodily relationships, they give problem. Problems from that side, so many problems. So, Maharaj, so much problem. I am trying to solve problem. Yeah. So, how can I? Understand me? Carry out, execute the order of Guru as it is. Understand, as it is. Don't add any of your deliberation. That is what you should understand. Then you'll get the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. This is the vichar, consideration. So, I say, give up your independence, don't retain it, completely surrender unto Tattvadarshi Guru. Do you understand? Tattvadarshi now, who has seen the truth, absolute truth, do you understand? And render service to him without duplicity. Niskapata seva. I say, in one life, it is guaranteed you'll get. Go back home, back to Godhead, get Krishna, guaranteed. Huh? One who can show you Krishna, yes, you follow. One who can show you Krishna, who has seen Krishna, absolute truth, who can show you, huh? And if you can engage yourself in his service without duplicity, day and night, 24 hours, and hear Bhagavan Katha from him, you definitely get, understand? Yes. This is the only consideration, vichar, no other vichar. No other vichar. Such a premi bhakta was bound up Krishna in his heart with the rope of love. Krishna je tomar Krishna dite paro, tomar sukuti ache. Ami je kangal Krishna Krishna boli, dhayata opa ache pache, isn't it? Nartam dashtham. Oh, Vaishnava Thakur, Krishna belongs to you. Yes, you have bound up Krishna. Krishna belongs to you. Only you can give me Krishna. I am kangal. I am bereft of Krishna, kangal, pauper. Poor man runs behind a wealthy man. Give me your sar, give me one penny, your sar, give me one penny, your sar, give me one penny. Isn't it? Similarly, I am kangal. I am bereft of being bereft of Krishna. Oh, Vaishnava Thakur, you, Krishna belongs to you. Only you can give me Krishna, running behind him. Not living is a leech-like tenacity, leech-like. Understand me? Leech. Leech-like tenacity. Understand my language? Have you seen leech? Yes. Not getting. Getting out, leech-like tenacity. Yeah, no, give me, Krishna, all, not living. Leech-like tenacity, yes. Understand me? Yes, that is needed. Then Sadhguru, shower his mercy on you. Because in their heart, Shyam Sundar is there in their heart. If you can get there. Serve such a sadhu, get his mercy, then he can transfer Krishna from his heart to your heart. Yes, he has shakti. Follow? Isra Das understand? Yes. He can make Krishna appear in your heart. Yes, he can make Krishna appear in your heart. Krishna listens to him. Understand? Yes. Otherwise, how will it be?
Yes, let me ask a question. Regarding the others of this spiritual master, we have many devotees who are initiated in the later days of Prabhupada before they get the plan.
You asked that question.
No, this is a different question. those devotees did not receive any specific order from Prabhupada except what they have already blessed son of water in his book.
Are Baba.
Guru
gives general instruction to one and all, but there is specific instruction to individuals. Yes. You must ask for it. Yes, isn't it? You must ask for it. How can I serve you? My Guru must ask Bhakti Siddhanta, how can I serve you? Bhakti Siddhanta Sarada, you must go to a stone wall, preach this line from Krishna consciousness in English. That's specific error. So? That means you are cheated. You are cheated. He wants to be cheated and you are cheated. Understand me, so thus? You are cheated. You should ask that thing. Yes. How can I serve you? Please, instruct me. How can I serve you? What do you want from me? Yes. Isn't it? So, then Guru will give specific answer. That is specific. A general instruction, one and all, general. He's one and all, he's not disciple. That instruction is for everybody, for the whole world.
That's the moment is so big that time that
Are Baba, when you are a disciple, you have right. You have right. I am disciple. Huh? I am disciple. You are right. Must approach Guru. Yes. Hey, Dandavat. Crores of Dandavat. Koti Dandavat karo. Crores of Dandavat. Not one, two. Huh? Huh? Please. What do you want from me? How can I serve you? What will please you? Please tell me. Yes. You must do that thing. If you won't do, how can it be? Huh? That means you want to be cheated. You are an easy-going person, very easy-going person. Why shall I go and bring some danger for me? Away. You keep yourself away from him. Yes, no, instruction in books, says, all right, getting all right. You know, he's an easy-going person. Very easy-going person. Easy-going person. Tomar sevare dukkha hoye jato, sei to parama sukha. Seva sukha dukkha parama sampada nas hoye avidya dukkha. Do you understand? These are instructions. Tomar sevaye dukkho hoye jato, sei to parama sukha. Seva sukha dukkha, parama sampada nas hoye avidya dukkha. Do you understand? Oh Lord, oh Guru Gauranga, whatever distress comes, hardships comes in serving, in your service, that distress, that hardships are my great pleasure. Parama sukha, seva sukha dukha parama sampada, that's my asset, supreme asset. Do you understand? Nasaya avidya dukha. Then get mercy, then your all ignorance will despair. Your eye will be opened. There will be enlightenment, no darkness. You can see clearly. Understand? So, one who keeps himself away from Guru, I'll go near, then some hardship will come on my head. Easy going person. Better remain away. Oh yes, books are there, all instructions are there in the book. And speaks will gives lecture instruction, I get it. Easy going person. Understand Isaras. I very clearly understand you. I very clearly understand you. You are such type of person, easy going person. Yes. Not prepared to undergo hardship. Yes, for the service of Guru and Gauranga. Then how will it be? Bolo. You see, then Krishna Balaram. When Krishna Balaram were students in Sandipani Muni's ashram, the Supreme Lord, they have set up example. Once there was no fuel. Fuel means dry wood.
Firewood.
For cooking. There are no gas. Our gas is there, cook. No, firewood. So, wife of Sandipani Muni, Guru Mata said, oh boys, no firewood. How cooking will be there? Go and fetch wood from the forest. But Krishna Balaram, taking axe in their hand, went out. Why? This service, Guru Seva. They are supreme personality, Godhead, their will is supreme will. By their will, by the will of Supreme Lord, creation takes place. Annihilation takes by mere willing. If you would have willed, immediately truckloads of fuel would have come there. What the necessity of going to the forest, axe in their hand? On the path of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now this is Guru Seva. You have to do it, and now it is needed. This time is needed. Yes, order came, no fuel. No dry wood. They went. You follow? Then this wonderful incident took place. black cloud came, very heavy storm came, blowing torrential rain, whole land became inundated. Dark night, roaring thunder, lightning, very bad. They are in the forest, two boys. Couldn't come back to the ashram. Supreme Personality Godhead, couldn't come back to the ashram. You follow? Sandipani Muni couldn't sleep at night. Oh, two boys went there. Such bad night, torrential rain, such heavy storm. Nobody can go out, get out from house, open the door. Whole land was inundated. What happened there? Just thinking, thinking, sleepless night he spent. Krishna and Balaram standing beneath a tree. As soon as this day dawned, raining stopped. Sandipani Muni, early in the morning, went out to see. What he saw, Krishna and Balaram standing beneath the tree, shivering. Such rainfall, as if metal body they have. They are metal body. Their body is not metal. What is it teaching us? You understand? Shivering, shivering. Thus, all night, raining. Such bodily pain, distress they got, isn't it? For service of Guru. And Sandipani Muni embraced them. You are such sishya, you are such sishya, you are such sishya. Such sishya. This body is very dear to everybody. Nobody wants to give pain, distress to the body. But you sustain such bodily unhappiness, distress. For me, you are such sishya. Understand, Isvardas? Easy going. Keeps himself away. No, don't go near. Some heavy thing will come on my head. Understand? That is it. Sarsisya. And Krishna says, Nahami japrati bhyo tapaso pasamayna va. Guru susrusayadatha, he said. I become very much pleased with that person who serves Guru. Who serves Guru? With loving heart, love and affection, not caring for his discomfort, bodily pain, unhappiness, distress. Pure heart, discomfort, seva. Serves Guru. Very much pleased with him. I'm not pleased with that. We may be very strict about brahmachari. Maybe very strict brahmachari, very strict following brahmachari life. Very strict sannyasi, maybe very strict following sannyasa order. Very strict grihastha. I am not pleased with it. I am pleased with the person who serves Guru, loving heart, you understand, not caring for his comfort, anything, discomfort, you understand, accepting all discomfort, anything, do you follow me? So long? Thank you. Now we're going to 12.
So we either accept it or... The discomfort is given to us by Guru.
Gladly accept.
And if we don't, Guru will give. If we don't gladly accept.
How can you serve? You'll say, so many problems. Maharaj, this problem is there. I cannot walk. I'm limping. And my body gives to me so much problem. Yes, I have no money now. Monetary problem. Family problem. My wife gives problems, so much problems. You give so much excuses.
Prabhupada doesn't see that. Hari Das Thakur, he was in prison, but he wasn't thinking, oh, what can I do now?
How can I do? Understand? sitting down to that, understand? I'm doing rock and roll dance. Rock and roll dance. Rock and roll dance. Pet, pet. What is pet? You are in pet? What is this?
Huh?
Now what do you say? Your letterhead. Letterhead.
Oh, Krishna fest.
Krishna fest. I am Krishna fest.
Festival.
Festival. Festival. Yes, the roll and rock dance. I'm doing.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Adhani jatana kari dhana te yaginu
Adhani jatana kari dhana te yaginu
Apona karma deshe aponi durinu
Apona karma deshe aponi durinu
Dora kaunu